It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. In time to the beat. Yeah. How's it going out there, everybody? It's good in the studio this morning. We're chatting to Sam about TV. What have you been watching?
Okay, so I obviously missed last week. I've been a little bit sick. I still am a little bit sick, you know. It's going around, guys.
I can kind of hear it.
Get some Baraka.
Sassy.
No. I mean that in like a sympathetic, like, I believe that you're sick.
It's right. Once my voice goes husky, I get really sexy, so don't worry.
Oh, nice. Phoebe from Friends. It's the classic thing. Smelly cat.
So I was going to talk a little bit about Black Mirror first, because I like usually try and go for stuff that people aren't already watching or don't already know about, and Black Mirror is like
everybody knows.
Gets hyped.
Everybody knows what
it's one of those things. I feel like I was saying this yesterday after the show, like it's something that everybody watches and it's so hyped up that you're like, I almost want it to be disappointing, but it's not.
If you don't know what Black Mirror is, then you don't exist. You're not a real person. So basically,
you're part of the Black Mirror complex.
you're a simulation. Season 5 just came out, and I just wanted to briefly run through the episodes with you guys because they're quite good.
Spoilers, I haven't watched them yet, so no spoilers.
Oh, okay. So episode 1.
I've watched them.
Tess, do you want to give us a little synopsis of episode 1?
You want me to do it? Oh, okay. Basically, it's... I feel like you're better at this.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm going to butcher this, and I'm probably going to accidentally say the wrong thing.
So episode 1 stars... It's that guy, it's Falcon from Avengers. I can't remember his name. Is it Don Cheadle? It's not Don Cheadle.
No, Falcon from Avengers. Falcon from Avengers.
Yeah, Falcon from Avengers. He stars in it, which is great. Love him.
Yeah.
And basically, the VR game he plays with his friend is like a fighting game. And
it's based on Street Fighter.
It's based on like Tekken or Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And you fully get immersed in this VR experience. And they discover that they're sexually attracted to each other in the game.
Oh,
but they're not themselves in the game.
They're characters.
They're a character in the game.
So they're having heterosexual sex, but as two male, like, so they're
real two, world two men
having
virtual
hetero,
world
heterosexual
men and woman,
right,
men
okay.
woman
sex. And it just follows that kind of story, and it's quite good.
It's about like gender fluidity and relationship,
and also relationship fluidity yeah.
as well.
And you know, not having boxes and labels, and what new technology could mean for that kind of stuff. It's super interesting.
It's already there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Like you can have, you know, there could be a 40-year-old man on the other end of your Club Penguin account. You don't know.
Club Penguin.
Rest in peace. Club
it's
Penguin's
really
dead
I,
now.
I thought it was good. Did you think it was good?
This is my least favourite of the season.
Okay.
But still good.
I've heard some mixed things about it without giving too much away. I heard a lot of people being like, interesting concept, not necessarily pulled off the best way it could have been.
Super interesting beginning, super interesting end, middle. Could have been cut down by about 30 minutes. Because any episode this season was an hour long.
It was a bit
long.
Repetitive, wasn't it?
Okay,
it was lengthy.
Should we move on to the second and third then,
second
if you thought
third,
they were
yeah.
better episodes?
So this is the other thing. If you haven't watched Black Mirror, all of the episodes are like distinct. You don't need to watch the whole season to, you know, you
they're
can
not
watch
in chronological
a single...
order. You can watch them whenever you want.
Apparently they're all connected somehow, but I don't see it. But whatever.
Well, that's from other, like, well, because the funny thing is that they're all kind of in different dystopian worlds in a way as well. So there's bits where you'll watch an episode and you'll see something pop up from something else.
Yeah, exactly. So episode 2, it's called Smithereens. It's about this Uber driver who...
It's about Twitter.
It's about Twitter. It's about and an Uber driver kidnaps an intern from Twitter, basically like a Twitter allegory, to try and get in contact with the CEO of Twitter, basically.
But the app, they show the app in the episode,
it
and it
just
looks
like
the same.
Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
it
called
looks Smithereens, almost exactly the same.
Yeah, it's like a green Twitter. And basically, it kind of just highlights how big corporations like Twitter or Facebook or anything with social media pull actually can fully just be way more effective than like the police or like the FBI or anything like that. And it's super kind of just tragic, and it basically just follows this guy like threatening to kill a kid until he gets to talk to this guy from Twitter. And
it's horrible.
The thing I liked about that episode was that I really didn't know what was going to happen the entire time.
Right.
It was so tense.
It was
also
so tense.
But also kind of funny. And like,
yeah.
There's so many moments of just like, this is really funny.
Yeah.
Black Mirror does. Siri,
Siri keeps asking the same questions. What do you want? This is very Black Mirror in real life. Siri wants to know what's happening.
She's always looking and asking
questions.
So,
how did you rate episode 2?
This is my
two?
Favorite one. I think it was pulled off so well. I loved it.
Yeah. Is this episode 3?
This is episode 2.
Oh, 2.
And then the next episode is episode 3, and it stars Miley Cyrus.
Which is the one everybody was hyped about, because that was the one that was in the trailer. That was the one that everybody was talking about.
Right.
And basically, it's Miley Cyrus playing herself.
Miley Cyrus playing Miley Cyrus, but not actual Miley Cyrus.
So Sarah was telling me yesterday that she's playing Ashley O. That's her stage. That's her name. That's her star name.
Right.
And the hit song that Ashley O is singing the whole time, is a morphed head like a whole song.
Oh, cracker!
So they basically changed the pitch and the lyrics a bit, but it started off as a head like a whole song.
That's so sick.
That makes sense. For I saw some stuff on the internet. It was all meta, which was like Nine Inch Nails t-shirts with the new lyrics of some of the tracks and stuff, and
it's
like poppy fonts
yesterday.
And stuff. Yeah, it's very sort of meta. Real world,
but it was interesting
world.
To see Miley Cyrus play the
she
protagonist.
Was so good,
yeah.
Like she
great.
Was actually really good. Like I know Miley Cyrus has got that Hannah Montana last song flack, but
well,
she's actually
kind of what it was about, right?
It was like, about being Hannah Montana, or like there was an allegory for Britney Spears about her conservatorship and how she doesn't have any control over her life, and like also talking about whether it's okay to use artist names for songs after they're already dead and like make money off that. And
like, oh, like the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Kanye who borrowed a Michael Jackson clip? And
there's
then
so many people still
collaborated
songs
with
Michael
him.
Jackson.
Well,
so
and people will take tracks and change them and re-release them as after the person passed away.
Yeah, and then it deals with this little robot that has her brain in it as well. So like it's a whole thing.
Bit of AI in there.
AI stuff. Toy, like whether you should have a friend that's a robot toy.
Were you disappointed that in season 5 there were only 3 episodes?
I think that I'm just happy there wasn't any more Bandersnatch nonsense. Because
that
was so bad. That was so bad.
That was very
choose your own story thing.
Oh, great concept. Awful execution. Don't ever do it again.
That's Sam, if the people who make Black Mirror are listening.
Which
Sam says, "Don't do it."
Because everyone's listening. Black Mirror.
So overall, you think go and watch the episodes of Black Mirror.
It's so good.
Check them out.
Number two is your favorite.
Take some deep breaths before and after. Just
then go for a nice walk in the sun.
Yeah.
Turn your phone off while you watch or something. I don't know. I still get stressed out.
I always remember after the very first season of Black Mirror came out millions of years ago now, I went round to visit my cousin and she had tape over her camera on her laptop, which I know a lot of people do anyway. But I was like, why have you got that? And she was like, oh, I've just been watching Black Mirror and I'm feeling a bit freaked out now.
I feel like that's quite standard to have
it
that.
Is, wasn't at the time though. So.
Yeah, I didn't use Twitter at all after the episode.
I know.
The
really
episode. I was like,
anyway, I won't give away any spoilers.
So quickly before we move on, you've got one other thing you wanted to talk about, and that is a TV show that's had 2 episodes and been swiftly cancelled.
Well, maybe I will properly review it next week, but I just want to let everyone know there's this TV show that's just come out on DC All Access called Swamp Thing. And if you don't know what Swamp Thing is, it's a DC character. Very big cult following. I don't know anything about him.
After we mentioned it, someone actually texted in and said Swamp Thing is a comic character.
So
Rachel and I were unaware.
We were not sure, no.
So Swamp Thing is from DC, so same universe as Superman and Batman and all of
them. Yeah, right, okay.
And the TV show that they've just released, it's coming out on DC All Access, 1 episode a week, stars Crystal Reeve from Teen Wolf and Sean Bean from, I can't remember. But it's got James Wan producing, and if you don't know who James Wan is, he is our generation's horror genius. Like, he's like our Stephen King, basically. He did Saw, he did The Conjuring, he did Insidious. He's done everything good that our generation has enjoyed in horror, and he totally changed the genre. And he did Aquaman as well, so he's quite cool. And the show's been cancelled after its first season and won't be renewed for a second one. So I'm super confused and gutted.
Do you know why? Was there a press statement?
It's all very up in the air at the moment because WB is doing its own streaming service as well, so that might be what it's all about.
Right.
But the show is good. Like, it's a horror.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. Did they just leave you hanging after 2 episodes?
Well, they're going to release all the rest of the episodes, but then it's not having anything else afterwards.
Okay. So there will be a full season coming out.
Yeah, well, they've cut episodes down. But like the first two episodes are bomb. It's actually terrifying of a TV show. Like it's a really good horror show.
Wow.
And I want everyone to go watch it to just give it its last day in the sun.
Okay. So will you give us a proper review of that one next week, do you reckon?
Yeah. Maybe I'll keep doing these like little double two reviews where I tease a little bit next week.
I
like that.
Cool. Sarah's just brought us in the Ashley O song from Black Mirror.
Have you mentioned what it is or can listeners guess?
No, we've already mentioned what it is, unfortunately.
We didn't mention what song it is, though.
We did. We've given the game away already. Hit that play button. So this is the one from Black Mirror.
Look, it's catchy, I won't lie.
It's very catchy.
She's got a very shiny shirt. This might sound weirdly familiar to you. Oh my god.
It's playing and the dancing is too much to watch. The cringe feel throughout this dance scene. If anyone's seen this episode,
the chorus is the bit that'll give it away. Oh my god. Should we play the actual one now?
Yeah.
This is Nine Inch Nails with Head Like a Hole. Thank you, Sam.
No worries. I really enjoyed it.
So have I. Go watch Black Mirror and then feel very freaked out and existential.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Thanks to Sam for bringing us up the Black Mirror episodes this week. That